You're listening to SBS News.
It was the bloodiest conflict on Australian soil. The frontier wars occurred in the first 140 years of colonisation in Australia.
When I think about the frontier wars, I think about my grandmothers and great-grandmothers and grandfathers who tell the story of what has happened on our country. And, you know, we keep hearing these stories of these killings, but there's no place to talk about it.
Warren Roberts is the CEO and founder of Yarn Australia, a social enterprise which focuses on creating conversations between Aboriginal and non-Indigenous people. It's no coincidence the inaugural Frontier Wars Memorial Service fell on the Queen's birthday long weekend. He says it's part of the process of truth-telling and sharing the full story.
I'm encouraged that, you know, everyone has come to the table and willing to hear our stories from our elders and also allow us to walk together. And that journey of healing is for everyone. It's for all of us. Just not us on our own, but together.
Researchers at the University of Newcastle have found that between 11 and 14,000 Aboriginal people died during these massacres between 1788 and 1928. They've become known as the Frontier Wars. It's estimated that the number of Aboriginal deaths was between 27 to 33 times higher than deaths among European settlers. Gilar Michael Anderson told the audience that what happened is still not widely known about by the general community.
One of the main impacts that we suffered from, our old people, was the impact of that what they call the scorched earth principle. And that was that, as far as they were concerned, they couldn't enslave Aboriginal people. And as a consequence of that, they decided that, they're no good, they're not good workers. It's very hard to sort of tame them, as they were saying, but they're in the way.
Other guest speakers at the commemoration, like Jimmy Kyle, shared their personal stories and those of their ancestors, sparking a critical conversation about Australia's history.
If they want to know why we've been in poverty, look at the laws that they made to keep us in poverty. It's a weird country to live in. It says things like, it believes in the fair go. Well, I say, that's guna. I don't think they do believe in the fair go. I think we can have all the yarns in opera houses till the cows come home. But I'm not interested in people's words. I'm interested in your actions. My wife has taught me one thing. My words mean very little, but my actions count quite a lot.
The streamed event will continue to be shared across the country, critically bringing Aboriginal and non-Indigenous people together. One of today's non-Indigenous attendees was Helen Tulip Forbes.
I don't see there's any hope for the country unless we show respect to the people who cared for this continent for thousands of years before the white people came. I'm a migrant. I came in 2000, but I understand there's something very beautiful in Australia which has been underground, and that's the Aboriginal heritage, and I love to learn about it, and that's going to happen today. None of it is easy, but if we can listen and show respect to people who are perhaps for the first time sharing their stories, then light can come on those things, and when light comes, then the darkness is dispelled.
Aboriginal attendee Philip Obar agrees that today's event is important.
I feel that this is a step towards healing, and more importantly, that sits with me is justice. And that in the future, you know, for my children, I'd like them to act free.
But Jimmy Kyle says there is a challenge for today.
If we want to really have a relationship with one another, a consensual relationship, then it is time that white Australia recognises, no, it is not your fault, those of you who are alive today, for what's happened in the past, but you very much are the beneficiary of it. And what would a responsible adult do with that? What charge will you do with that? What challenge will you take up? Will you talk to your families tonight at the kitchen table? Will you tell them at your workplace when the Reconciliation Action Plan looks and feels tokenistic? Will you speak up when no one else does? Because that's our job for the last 230 years and we're getting pretty tired of doing it.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.